Can you describe briefly what you have witnessed today at the demonstration?
What I witnessed today was the biggest crowd we've seen yet, and there was definitely a series of issues that were made very visible. It was a pleasure to be in the march, even as a journalist, seeing all kinds of different people marching towards, and there was a blanket surrounding of cops on all sides. At some point during the march, somebody was arrested, or detained at least. They were taken. I don't remember what street it was on. But anyway, they were taken into the business building, and then some of them, their supporters, or some of the people involved in the protest, started screaming, "Let them out, let them out, let them out." I can't say why they got taken into the business building. I don't know what they did, and I don't know what happened before their detention. At which point, police surrounded the building, and some of the supporters were attacked. There was a series of female-bodied supporters that were attacked by male-bodied police officers, including being punched in the face. Harsha Walia was thrown to the ground. There was another one that was given some sort of neck pinch, and which dropped her, and a couple others were thrown to the ground. At which point, I was in the middle of it all, filming it all. They were requesting me to leave the area, which I wouldn't do, given that this abuse is going on, at which point they started to hit my camera out of the way. I still wouldn't leave, and that's when they started to throw me backwards, and then one officer named Martinez punched me in the face twice. Then I tried to interview him to find out, you know, where he got that protocol from, or what, you know, what was, were they under orders to punch journalists? At which point he stole my microphone, which is a wireless lavalier mic, because I was holding it to his mouth to get his response. At which point, I requested it back, and a lot of people joined me. Some other journalists joined me, along with some other marchers joined me to yell at the police to give me my mic back. And after about 5 minutes. And that's what happened with me. Later on, they then separated the march. I didn't see exactly the process by which they did that, but they stopped half the march. I was in the second half of the march. They were able to cut it in half, and then they brought in forces and riot cops to maintain a separation of the two groups. And in terms of confrontation, that's what I saw. People seemed to deal with it really well, and everyone, I saw many people looking after to figure out where their friends were, confirm where their friends were. The march went back to its original energy. People continued to march and continued to try to raise awareness for the issues that had brought them out there in the first place.